If you know me, you know that I help people manifest their soulmates. And I also help people manifest their inheritance. Everyone has an inheritance. And I help you figure out how to get it. Just because the money is not in your bank account doesn't mean you can't act like the money is in your bank account. Did you get that? What do you want the money for? Money is just a means of exchange. So, what are you going to do with the money? Okay, so listen, people make this so hard. Okay, so I'll give you an example. Me and my wife are on our third house, okay? And this one is the nicest of all three, and they've all been nice, okay? If you want to live in a particular neighborhood, you have to go to that neighborhood, right, to find your house. But we get things out of order because we don't imagine the house we want first. Write it down, think about it, imagine it, smile, and then act like you've already got it by being grateful for it. Whew! You get that? Okay, so do all that before you even get in your car to go to the neighborhood. Did you get that? And after you go to the neighborhood, I mean, you don't have to, don't try to pick a house. Not yet. Just go where you want to live. Go there and say, this is where I live now. Right now. I love it here. Okay? And then, one of the things we did was travel every weekend and stay in the vicinity of that neighborhood. We did our shopping, we went to dinner, we went to movies, like we lived in the neighborhood, like we lived in that subdivision, like we lived in that area. And it was 20 miles away from our house that we were renting. Okay? Next thing, buy something that is only for your new house. Get up every morning and say thank you for your new house, and then go buy something for it and set it aside just for your new place. Okay? And buy something else and set it aside. Not expensive things, not furniture. Oh my goodness. So, everything that puts a smile on your face, imagining it in your house, buy that. Clocks, heaters, lamps, whatever little thing you can get, okay? Buy it for your new house and set it aside and don't touch it. That's for my new house. Okay? Are you getting that? Same thing goes for a car. And ladies, let's get on the soulmate subject. And guys too, but mainly I feel sorry for some of the beautiful women out there that are lonely or that have made wrong choices. You guys, you don't have to settle, and stop saying anything that doesn't line up or agree with what you want. If it's contrary to what you really want, don't say it. Be contrary to those thoughts that come that will say you can't have it. Be contrary to those. Say, I have the perfect man for me. He's mine. And he loves me for me, and he's faithful. And guess what else? He's gorgeous. And then look up. I don't care if you're inside your house. Look up and say, right? And with a smile. Oh my goodness. Guess what's going to happen? Most people don't understand when they start saying affirmations or declarations, things that line up with that affirmation or declaration start coming your way. So now they believe that first one is that man. It's not, because he's married, or he's not the guy. He's not really your type yet. Or he is your type. Usually the second or third one, he's your type. But something, he's in a relationship, or he's married, or he's not interested, or whatever. Don't worry about it. This is how it goes. The universe brings you things because you're on the road to getting the desire of your heart. It's coming. He's coming, or she's coming. Guys, you can have the woman of your dreams. I do. And guess what? I don't look like I should. Oh, my goodness. I married up. Okay? So, be happy. Be grateful. Smile. Enjoy the journey. Because it's going to be powerful. You're going to get what you desire in your heart. Keep on imagining it. Keep on being grateful for it. Keep on looking, being on the lookout for it. And don't settle for what you don't really want. It's not there yet. You'll know. Love you.